One area particularly devastated by last week's tsunamis was the Andaman Islands, a remote archipelago in the Bay of Bengal that's now the territory of India. While many of the islands are uninhabited, several are home to Stone Age tribespeople. With access greatly limited to this area and destruction reportedly quite widespread, it's been difficult to deliver much-needed aid to that region. Joining us now is Madhusri Mukherjee. We spoke to her on the occasion of the publication of her book, The Land of Naked People, Encounters with Stone Age Islanders, and she joins us now by phone from her family's home in Calcutta, India, and it's good to speak with you again.
Hello, it's good to be here and to talk to you, although I wish the circumstances were better.
As do we all. I know you've spoken with some people on the islands. What have you been able to find out?
Well, I'd like to talk about the Andaman and the Nicobar Islands, which are further south. The Andaman Islands, the main chain is pretty high. They suffered a lot of property damage from the earthquake, relatively little loss of life. There were jetties washed out and so on. Little Andaman, which is further south, is low-lying. That got hit by the tsunami. Probably a few hundred people dead. There is no count as yet. The Nicobar Islands are devastated. These are very small, scattered islands, and waves washed clean over many of these islands. I think a third of the Nicobarese people, who are an indigenous people of this region, must have gone. Now, as for the Andaman Aboriginals, some of us have been really sick with worry ever since this happened, because they number only 500. You know, 200 years ago, they were the inhabitants of the Andaman Islands, but after colonization, they got wiped out by disease and so on, until there are no more than 500 scattered over different islands. But the news that's coming in is just wonderful. It seems that they knew. They say that our forefathers told us that if the ground shakes, you go up into the hills, or else you get into a boat and get far out into the sea. In this case, they seem to have gone up into the hills, and so far as we know, there are no casualties, although one woman fell from a tree and got injured.
We heard reports from the Indian Coast Guard that they tried to check up on them by helicopter, and they were shot at with arrows.
Yes, that's really wonderful. This particular group is on North Sentinel Island, and they are uncontacted. There was very brief contact sometime in the 1990s when they were handed some coconuts by an official group. But since then, there has been no contact. And most people knew that if you go near these islands, you'll get shot at by arrows, but the Coast Guard helicopter was just checking up on them. The beach is ravaged, and it's not clear what they're getting to eat, but at least they don't seem to have been washed away, which is what we had feared initially.
Earlier today, a report that India had turned down an offer of international aid to the Andaman Islands. They said the government had supplies enough at its disposal. Does that make sense to you?
I feel very strongly about that. I believe there are supplies, but the problem is logistics and bottlenecks in organization. You see, aid has been very late getting to the Nicobar Islands because of the distance from the mainland, and also because the Indian Armed Forces resources in this region were wiped out by the tsunami. So there was an Indian Armed Force base on Kar Nicobar, which was washed out, and perhaps 100 personnel lost their lives. But because of that, it's been very difficult to reach aid to the Nicobars quickly, because the logistics are really difficult. A ship from mainland India takes 5 days, at least, to reach the Port Blair, which is on South Andaman, and the material has to be offloaded onto other ships. And then it's another day or two to the Nicobars, and then these ships, this actually happened, they arrived at the Nicobars, and then they found that they couldn't dock because all the jetties were washed out. In fact, on Great Nicobar, which is furthest south, the island seems to have tilted so that the bay area, which was more developed, has sunk into the water. So there was no place to land, and then they had to unload stuff onto small boats and try to bring it towards the shore. And the seas have continued to be very rough because there are always aftershocks. It's just continuing all the time. So logistically, the problem has been a nightmare. And that's why it's been difficult for the Indian government, although it's throwing all the resources it has at the problem, to actually get these resources to the point where it is needed.
Madhusri Mukherjee, excuse me, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but I wanted to thank you very much for staying up to speak with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Madhusri Mukherjee's book is The Land of Naked People, Encounters with Stone Age Islanders, and she was with us by phone from her family's home in Calcutta, India. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.